Good morning and welcome back to the chat on Newsday Amarillo and News Channel 10-2. I'm David Lovejoy.
Good morning, I'm Megan Collier.
And I'm Chuck Williams.
And right now we're joined by a gentleman, a musician by trade, Mr. David Rush. If you've ever had or known anybody who's had to go through dialysis, it is hard. It's tough on your body. If you have to go to a facility to do it, it's the travel, the up and down. In recent years, we, of course, developed some better technology with home dialysis. But there's also some issues there. And today we're going to talk with Mr. Rush about home dialysis and what has worked out for him. Mr. Rush, welcome to the chat.
And thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here. Hope you guys are having a good day today.
So far, so good. Can't complain.
It's early still, though, so we'll see what kind of trouble we can get into. Hey, you know?
Okay. Yeah, you got to start it off right.
Right? Can you tell us a little bit about your story about how you started dialysis and sort of how this health journey has impacted your life and your lifestyle?
Sure. It started as early as high school. I went to go get a physical done for football, and they told me I had too much protein in my urine, sent me to a specialist who told me about acute kidney disease, which is like the beginning phases of it. Of course, being 16, 17 years old, you don't think these things happen to you. You feel like at time naively thinking that only older people are supposed to get sick. And I thought it was something like, hey, give me the pill. Send me home so I could be okay. But it turned out not being that easy. The way it's affected my lifestyle, ended up on dialysis. It's just taking the key word for me is time. Mm. It's taking a lot of time from me that, you know, I don't get back. So I try to utilize every day and all my time to the best of my ability. They told me at 24, I wouldn't see 25 when I first got diagnosed. Oh. I'm celebrating my 40th birthday this year in May 20th. So I'm truly blessed to be here. And, you know, every day I just try to fight and put my best foot forward to encourage others to that they can live with this thing and find ways to live with it.
You know, we see a lot like in old movies and stuff like that. When people had to go through dialysis, they went into the hospital and had to be put on this pump, if you will. Mm-hmm. That's no longer the case. And this home dialysis and the technology that surrounds it has really surpassed even the wildest dreams of medicine and of the survivors. Am I correct?
Yes, sir, it has. Home dialysis was introduced to me back in 2009. Of course, in the beginning, I always say that when patients get told they're starting dialysis, they go into the deaf, dumb, and blind stage where we don't hear anything, mm-hmm. we don't see anything. And we may have been told about this modality, but at the time, it's not really reinstated to us. And we're scared, you know? We're scared. Right. This is new. Your life has changed. But home dialysis has changed many people's lives, and I've been blessed to be on two different kinds. I'm currently now on the Tablo home dialysis machine through Outset Medical, which allows me to treat at home on my own time, gives me that independence back, and allows me to live my life, you know, let dialysis fit into my life and not let my life try to fit into dialysis.
Right. With that new system, what does your average day look like now, David?
Well, my average day, I have my beautiful wife and my two beautiful children that I have now that I'm blessed to have. I wake up early and, you know, get them going for school, get them out the door by 7:45, drop them off at school, come home, try to sit down and have coffee with my wife every morning so we can just have our little time, and then set my machine up. And I'm on by 9:30 or so. I do 4 hours. So I'm there for 4 hours on the machine hooked up. I put two 15-gauge needles into my arm to circulate my blood during dialysis. For those who don't know how dialysis works, it cleans my blood through a filter machine. So after those 4 hours are up, I get off the machine, let myself drather myself because it is taxing on the body. Mm-hmm. I try to, you know, be able to. If my wife can't do it, I usually go pick up my kids for 2:30, get home with them, give them something to eat, help with homework. Taekwondo class, dance class. My day is usually done by 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then I get a minute to kind of sit down. Those are my dialysis days.
Wow.
But that's 4 days a week that I have to do that. And you know, I just try to, in the days that I do have off, I do feel a little bit better, more active, able to do more things, run errands and do things like that. But it can tax after a while of being on it for so long.
Wow.
But at least you don't have to go to a facility and do it all day long.
Exactly. Well, you know, facilities, you know, also was a good part of my life for the beginning of dialysis, you know, and being able to go there. But it's on the time that you can go. Either there's a 6 a.m. shift, a 10 o'clock shift, a 1 o'clock or a 4:30 shift. So you can, depends on how many seats are there. And you're talking like centers that have like 30 people in them at a time in different rotations. So you can go in and sit there and it could be 20 more people around you doing the same thing. So, you know, it's kind of like a oiled machine, just in and out the door. People are in and out all day long. And, you know, the Tablo machine has allowed me to kind of base my schedule. If my kids have something going on that day, I can do my treatment later on that day, and I'm not locked into that 6 a.m. schedule. So it allows that independence. That's the word, independence. And, you know, I don't have anything against in-center, but for the people who still – you know, move around and want to kind of conduct their life a certain way, you know, everyone's a candidate for home dialysis. You just have to have the drive and willingness to be able to do it at home.
What genre of music do you play, Dave, as an entertainer?
Man, I do a little bit of everything.
Wow.
I started off as a hip-hop rapper, of course. And then, you know, I wanted to be a hardcore rapper and stuff. And, you know, I found out real quick, like, it's fun to do. But my spirit is more just, I'm a free spirit. So I started to do some reggae stuff, and then I started to do pop music, and I actually did a country album during the pandemic.
Wow.
I wanted to experience, and I love writing, you know, R&B music and stuff like that, and was watching a show, and I saw a guy look like me get up there, and the words that came out of his mouth blew me away. I was like, he was singing country, and I was like, wait a minute. And I said, you know what? I said, I could do this, and my wife was like, go ahead. And I have a studio built into my, you know, downstairs in my basement. And I went in and I recorded a whole country project in like three weeks.
Wow.
And I put it out. It's called The Journey.
The Journey.
It's on all media platforms now. 7 songs that I wrote, recorded. I wrote, recorded, and mixed down, recorded myself and mixed it myself at home.
We're going to find that. Now, as a musician, how has the dialysis affected, let's say, your touring schedule or your shows? How does that play into that?
It did affect it in the beginning. Uh-huh. You know, of course, when I had a catheter in my chest, a catheter is like a tube that's built into the main artery by your heart. When I first started dialysis, before what they put in a fistula in your arm, before they put the fistula in, they have a catheter in to do your dialysis, to administer it. Once your fistula becomes mature, then they move over to the needles to your arm. So first you have these two tubes that come out your chest that they connect the venous and arterial vein to the machine to clean your blood. So I was running around in the clubs at night with that in my chest. And the thing, you can't get that infected because it's kind of stitched into your skin. So I would have to cover it up. You can't get it wet. So I would have to shower covering that up with plastic. And I was running around doing clubs and all that in 2009, 2010 with that in my chest. I moved on to the needles in my arm, there was a certain machine called the Next Stage machine that I actually took on a 45-city tour when I was signed to Pitbull. I did a full U.S. tour with him with that machine in every hotel room. It was a mobile machine. Shout out to my team that was with me, my brother, and everybody. My brother, Dwayne, who actually ended up giving me his kidney in 2010, transplanted with his kidney for 7 years.
Wow.
That I eventually lost in 2017, but had a great 7 years with it. I actually toured with that machine. Now, it's a little bit harder to do. You know, I had 6 guys that looked like me, big dudes running around lifting all this equipment up. So it was kind of easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it did affect my tour where I would do my dialysis treatment and then I would hit the stage for an hour and then do another one with Pitbull. So, you know, it was taxing, but at the same time, you know, it was able to be done. But it's affected me now. Thank God for social media. I can kind of do more things from home and digitally instead of not having to run around all the time now. So it kind of sat me down for a little bit, but I'm still blessed to be able to still be involved in the music and other entertainment.
That is great. Where can people find out more information on your current at-home treatment?
Well, you can definitely go check out, look up Outset Medical, TabloHomeNow.com. You could definitely check that out. And, you know, if you're going to look up, you know, people love Google. You can look up Outset Medical or look up Tablo Home Hemodialysis, and all the information will come up. And I work very closely with that company. So there's 9 times out of 10, you'll see something with my face pop up. And if you got any questions, let me know. I'm here to help out. Follow me online at David Rush Online on Instagram. Ask me any questions you want. I'm here and willing to help to be a voice for the community.
And you can go to YouTube. Mr. Rush has his collaborations with Pitbull and LMFO. Is that the name of the
LMFAO? Yeah, my biggest song, Shooting Star. But check out the country album, man. The Journey. That's my favorite project I got out.
We're gonna have to check that out, David. We hope you continue success in your journey,
thank you so
your
much.
Health, and check it out. David Rush, The Journey, his country album. We're gonna play some of that, man. And thank you, David, for taking time out and breaking this down and giving those people who are facing this. I've had some friends and family members go through this. It's not an easy task, and it's great to see you rise above and say, "I'm not gonna let this control me and what my narrative is."
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. Thank you.
Anytime. We're going to get some of David Rush's music, The Journey, put it up on our website, check it out, and you're going to hear more about his inspiring story and the home dialysis. David, take care. We'll see you real soon, sir.
Thank you.